Hey, we are here, final day of the 2017 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Vienna. It's actually cooled down a little bit from the first couple of days where it was giving its best imitation of Florida.
Yeah, so, very nice now.
It's very nice, and it's very nice to be with you, Lynn Heckler from PSCU. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. How's the show going for you? I mean, we're in the final day.
Yeah. Home stretch.
Home stretch indeed.
So far, so good. It's really been a great conference.
Good. Excellent. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. How about that? What can credit unions do today to attract and retain top talent? What can they do? Are there a couple of things that they can do right off the bat?
So, great question. One of my favorite topics. I think we talk a lot about how to attract millennials to credit unions as members. Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to start changing the conversation and talk about what can we do to attract them as employees. Mm-hmm. And so, a couple of things right out of the gate is really stop focusing on pay and benefits and use what I call our secret weapon in the credit union industry, mm-hmm. and that is the social mission of credit unions. Mm-hmm. Our purpose completely appeals to the millennial generation. We just have to make that connection for them.
Do they know that?
No, we have to make that connection for them. Exactly the point. And so really, we're looking to leverage and promote our credit union principles, mm-hmm. and the fact that we're an industry committed to purpose, mm-hmm. before, mm-hmm. profits. Mm-hmm. And that is a sweet spot for folks that are entering the workforce or in the workforce already in that next leadership generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So it sounds like the task at hand is getting that message to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which is kind of a marketing thing possibly, or even you are chief talent officer. So,
right. So as you know, if you're working in the talent space or not, you know, even as the CEO of the credit union, look at your entire employment value proposition and how is it positioned? How are you positioned as an employer to attract millennials? Mm-hmm. Are you, and it's really, again, it's about purpose, and are you creating an environment where they can make an impact, mm-hmm. right out of the gate, mm-hmm. because that is very important. It's more about purpose, less about perks.
Wow, that's a change, okay? and that's probably a good thing too, because I mean they have some skin in the game, they're engaged, they want to be a part of something bigger, so that's really cool.
The only perk they are interested in: paid time off.
Okay.
Flexibility.
Aren't we all into that?
Flexibility, paid time off. So the more you can do with that one, mm-hmm. the better you are positioned.
Okay. Good point. Yeah. I like that. I like that as well. I like that for everybody.
I like it too.
All right. Hey, what credit unions are not, what are they not doing here? Are they not doing that stuff, or how do we get them to do that stuff?
I think it's happening in pockets and we're doing it to some degree, but we really have to think about what does that new top talent look like and what do they value? Mm-hmm. Credit unions were really built by traditionalists to serve baby boomers, mm-hmm. right? And so a lot of our reward systems are really geared toward baby boomers and the things that they value. And we really have to just take a different look at it and say, so what do millennials value? These folks may look a little bit different. They may look like exotic fish, mm-hmm. to some of us that have been doing it for 20, 30 years or more, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So they may be wearing a hoodie and not a shirt and tie. Okay.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're productive, on time, all that good stuff, if you're fulfilling.
Okay, that's the obligation. Yeah. That's the point. Yeah. Exactly. Is you're looking for the bright, curious problem solvers. These folks are socially connected, and most important, they want to and are equipped, mm-hmm. to contribute at an enterprise level very early on in their career. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that we're used to. We, mm-hmm. like our hierarchy, right?
Yeah,
and so we really have to start to gear our organizations differently to how this new generation of potential leaders connect with, mm-hmm. each other.
Mm-hmm. So here's something right off the top of my head. If they're a part of something that has a bigger purpose,
exactly.
they're going to stay longer, right?
Right. And that's really
that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. Turnover's costly. Mm-hmm. We know that. And the millennials are known as the job-hopping generation, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So if you're not providing that environment, guess what? They will hop.
Yep.
They will hop, and that will cost your credit union money. And so the good news is they will stay engaged if they feel two things. One, that you connected the dots on that they're connected to a greater purpose. Mm-hmm. Credit unions are uniquely positioned to offer Our whole industry is based on that. And second, make it personal. Mm-hmm. They're really interested in their own personal and professional development. And that kind of goes against the grain of what we've thought about. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to develop you in technical skills that credit unions need and some leadership development. Mm-hmm. They want their personal goals and growth met through their work environment as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit of a different spin.
That like education, that type of stuff, on the job education? Because I remember my first couple of jobs out of college, my employer was like, hey, go out there and learn this. We'll pay for it. And I felt like really valued, you know, it was kind of a cool thing, Absolutely. A little reciprocation type thing, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, the education is part of it, but it's creating opportunities for them to do different things in their career mm-hmm. Relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's that quickly part that sometimes those of us that have, maybe built the hierarchy get a little bit uncomfortable with, well, you haven't paid your dues mm-hmm. yet. But giving the cross-functional assignments, letting them lead an important project mm-hmm. early on, those things are phenomenal mm-hmm. for millennial retention.
Yeah. Kind of give them the task and then get out of the way and let them do their thing type
it's
of thing.
It's hard. It's hard, right?
It is.
But it's what we need to do.
Exactly. So why is this such a big issue today? Is it because millennials obviously are a gigantic demographic? And so I'm assuming that, you know, we want to keep these people in-house, you know?
That's part of it. The reality is the baby boomer was the gigantic demographic. Mm-hmm. These folks are leaving the workplace, and there's a hole, right? So mm-hmm. between now and the next few years, by the time all the baby boomers retire, there's going to be a 10 million worker deficit that needs to be filled.
Wow.
All right, 10 million workers.
That's a big number.
And that's not just the credit union industry. That's all industries. Mm-hmm. And our only pool is this next generation, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out how to work with these folks well, how to develop them as mm-hmm, leaders, mm-hmm. and how to retain them in our industry, mm-hmm. because it's really an employee's market right now. It's employee's choice. And so that's really the reason that it's becoming a greater issue today. Mm-hmm. The talent shortage is real. And it's getting worse.
Well, and also the jobs are evolving as well. You know, you're not having the jobs of 10, 20 years ago. Now it's like, you know, and I'm thinking they need to be guided, you know, in their college years or even in their first few jobs, they need to be guided in like, hey, this is where this career is going. This is where this job position is going. You need to skate where the puck is, as Wayne Gretzky said.
Right. And there's so many new, you know, chief sustainability officer. Who heard of that even 15 years ago, right? Yeah. Now there's college degrees mm-hmm. in sustainability. Mm-hmm. And so really, like you said, thinking about the future and where their career path may go.
Mm-hmm. Skating to where the puck is going to be, is what Wayne Gretzky said. Don't want to miss the great one. Exactly. All right. Any other advice here to wrap up for credit unions? Because, I mean, it's becoming a sticky issue, you know?
It's a meaty topic. Yeah. Just to kind of simplify it into sound bites mm-hmm. for purposes here is think purpose before perks and make it personal. Mm-hmm. Make it about them. Make it about their career development. And you have a great chance of retaining an amazing workforce.
Indeed. And plenty of paid time off, all right? Yeah. We all want
That's the third piece.
Exactly. All right. Lynn, thank you so much. It's always fun talking to you. And it's such a hot topic. I don't think it's ever going to go away. So that's a good thing for you.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Anytime.
Have a great day.